Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Three-day BRICS Chief Justices Forum begins in New Delhi to deliberate upon contemporary issues concerning justice delivery and dispute resolution. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for wishes, says India-Italy ties are stronger than ever. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and Poland working on agreements in cyber security, clean coal and space. 166 Indian nationals rescued in flash floods hit Nepal so far. 275 Indian nationals remain missing. And in badminton, Indian duo of Sattvic Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty enters men's doubles semi-final of China Masters. The three-day BRICS Chief Justices Forum has begun in New Delhi. The forum has brought together chief justices, presidents of supreme courts, and senior judicial leaders from BRICS member states and partner countries. As part of the forum, Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, today held a series of bilateral meetings with heads of judicial delegations from various countries, including Russia, China, the UAE, South Africa, Iran, and Uzbekistan. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Discussions were held for strengthening of judicial cooperation, technology advancement integration for increasing efficiency of judiciary, enhancing people-to-people ties through expeditious judicial processes, and best legal practices of different countries. The three-day forum serves as a platform for participating judiciaries to discuss contemporary issues concerning justice delivery, international dispute resolution, technology and sustainable development, while facilitating an exchange of views among judicial leaders. With Anupam Mishra, Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the successful launch of GSLV F-17 carrying EOS-05, India's first ever imaging satellite from geosynchronous orbit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called the successful launch a reflection of the excellence, innovation and growing capabilities that define India's space sector. He also termed it an outstanding achievement by ISRO and a proud moment for the nation. The Indian Space Research Organization has successfully launched the EOS-05 Earth Observation Satellite aboard the GSLV F-17 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said the mission will further strengthen India's Earth observation capabilities and improve the delivery of Earth observation services.
I am very happy to announce that GSLV F-17 vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Advanced Earth Observation Satellite 05, the geo-imaging satellite, in the intended and required orbit. And today, we have injected the heaviest satellite, 2,367 kg satellite, using this launch vehicle. Once the Earth Observation Satellite 05 is operationalized, it will become the India's first dedicated imaging satellite from the geo orbit, providing important strategic data for our country.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni today thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his wishes on her government becoming the longest serving in the history of the Italian Republic. In a social media post, Ms. Meloni expressed confidence that India and Italy will continue to strengthen the bond between the two continents and work together to develop the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. She said that the ties between the two nations are right now stronger than ever before. Ms. Meloni's response came after Prime Minister Modi congratulated her on becoming the longest continuously serving Prime Minister in Italy's post-war history. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This milestone is a reflection of the trust and confidence of the Italian people in her leadership." External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India and Poland are working on a series of agreements covering areas such as cyber security, space, clean coal, classified information and critical minerals, expressing confidence that the initiatives will add greater depth and substance to bilateral relations. addressing a joint press conference with Polish Deputy Prime Minister Radoslaw Sikorski following their talks in Warsaw, Jaishankar said India and Poland share a long-standing and cordial relationship, which was elevated to a strategic partnership in 2024.
We are working on agreements including cybersecurity, space, clean coal, classified information, critical minerals, and I'm confident that they will add both texture and substance to our ties. On people-to-people exchanges, I'm glad to announce that the second edition of the Jam Sahib Memorial Youth Exchange Program will be taking place in October.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The External Affairs Ministry today said that 166 Indian nationals have been rescued in Nepal so far after flash floods hit the neighbouring nation. Briefing media in New Delhi today, spokesperson in the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said 275 Indian nationals remain missing. He said India continues to be in close touch with the Nepalese government. He said India deeply appreciates the efforts of the Nepalese authorities in this regard. The spokesperson said the ministry has been regularly releasing the names of Indians who have been rescued. Mr. Jaiswal said 1,907 Indian nationals have safely crossed into Nepal from China. He said there are no Indian travellers who are stranded in the Tibetan Autonomous Region in China. Regarding India's support to flood-ravaged Nepal, Mr. Jaiswal said India will continue to provide assistance as per the requirements of the government of Nepal. He said, in the coming days, India is planning to send more forensic kits, Bailey bridges and other materials that are requested by the government of Nepal.
In the wake of this tragedy, we have extended our solidarity and support to the government and people of Nepal. As a close friend and partner, India responded promptly and we will continue to support rescue, relief, reconstruction and recovery efforts in the country.
On the remarks of Nepal Foreign Minister, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has consistently maintained that climate change is a common challenge and action in this regard must be based on the principle of common differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities.
India has consistently maintained that climate change is a common challenge and action in this regard must be based on the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities. Developed countries who historically are responsible for the emissions and have contributed overwhelmingly to this present crisis must take lead in reducing emissions and supporting developing countries by way of finance and technology transfer to meet this challenge.
Meanwhile, the death toll from the devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has reached 1,287. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority said that the search and rescue operations remain active, with around 5,083 people reported missing. On the comments of the Mayor of Birmingham, Zakir Chaudhry, regarding Kashmir, Mr. Jaiswal said that the whole of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are integral and inalienable parts of India. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered their fourth straight China Masters semi-final after beating Denmark's Kim Astrup and Anders Kvarup Rasmussen 21-13, 16-21, 21-18 in Shenzhen this evening. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Three-day BRICS Chief Justices Forum begins in New Delhi to deliberate upon contemporary issues concerning justice delivery and dispute resolution. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for wishes, says India-Italy ties are stronger than ever. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and Poland working on agreements in cybersecurity, clean coal, and space. 166 Indian nationals rescued in flash floods hit Nepal so far. 275 Indian nationals remain missing. And in badminton, Indian duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enters men's doubles semi-final of China Masters. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.